Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flags off India's first Namo Bharat RRTS and dedicates Delhi Meerut Namo Bharat corridor in Meerut. Says Uttar Pradesh and the entire country are witnessing a new era of world-class infrastructure. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Prime Minister Modi says India AI Impact Summit has become a turning point for world in utilizing AI power for future. Three terrorists killed in encounter with security forces in Kishtwar district of Jammu and Kashmir. Delhi police busts terror module linked to Lashkar-e-Toyba, 8 arrested. In women's cricket, India A clinched the Asia Cup Rising Stars title in Bangkok. And in the men's T20 Cricket World Cup, in Super 8 match, South Africa set a target of 188 runs for India at Ahmedabad. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off Meerut Metro and Namo Bharat train at Shatabdi Nagar Namo Bharat station in Meerut, Uttar Pradesh this afternoon. Mr. Modi also undertook Metro Ride till Meerut South Station and interacted with students and passengers. The Prime Minister dedicated to the nation the entire 82-kilometre Delhi-Meerut-Namo Bharat corridor and inaugurated the remaining sections of India's first Namo Bharat Regional Rapid Transit System, RRTS. With a design speed of 180 kilometres per hour, Namo Bharat is India's first regional rapid transit system connecting major urban centres such as Sahibabad, Ghaziabad, Modinagar and Meerut with Delhi at a faster pace. The Prime Minister also flagged off Meerut Metro services between Meerut South and Modipuram operating on the same infrastructure as Namo Bharat in a first-of-its-kind initiative in the country. Meerut Metro is India's fastest metro system with maximum operational speed of around 120 kilometres per hour. It covers the entire stretch in just 30 minutes. Later, Prime Minister Modi also inaugurated and dedicated to the nation various development projects worth around 12,930 crore rupees in Meerut. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said the projects launched today will give thrust to Viksit Uttar Pradesh and Viksit Bharat.
Aaj ka ye karyakram bhajpa ki double engine sarkar ki karya sanskriti ko bhi darshata hai aur हमारी कार्य संस्कृति क्या है? हमारी कार्य संस्कृति है कि जिस काम का शिलान्यास किया जाए, उसे पूरा करने के लिए दिन रात एक कर दिया जाए। और इसलिए अब परियोजनाएं पहले की तरह लटकती भटकती नहीं है।
Mr. Modi said Uttar Pradesh and the entire country are witnessing a new era of world-class infrastructure. Recalling his special bond with Meerut, the Prime Minister noted that his national election campaigns in 2014, 2019 and 2024 all began from this revolutionary land. He thanked the farmers, artisans and entrepreneurs of the region for their consistent blessings.
Bharat mein metro ka vistar बहुत ही धीमी गति से हो रहा था। हालत ये थी कि कांग्रेस सरकार के समय में देश के सिर्फ 5 शहरों में ही मेट्रो चल पाई थी, जबकि आज भाजपा सरकार में देश के 25 से ज्यादा शहरों में मेट्रो चलने लगी है। आज भारत मेट्रो के मामले में
Prime Minister Narendra Modi also criticized the Congress for the protests by its youth wing at the India AI Impact Summit 2026. He said, on one hand, the countrymen are working day and night to make India develop, but there are some political parties within the country that are unable to digest India's success.
कांग्रेस की इकोसिस्टम हर बार बच के निकलने का एक खेल खेलती है कि पाप कांग्रेस करे, आलोचना कांग्रेस की हो, गुस्सा कांग्रेस पर हो, लेकिन मीडिया में कांग्रेस नहीं दिखती, विपक्ष शब्द दिखता है। क्यों भाई, क्यों कांग्रेस को बचा रहे हो? ऐसा करने से आप न कांग्रेस को बचा पाते हो न कांग्रेस को सुधरने के लिए मजबूर करते हो। अगर आप एक बार बोलना शुरू कर दोगे ये जनरल विपक्ष का दोष है, और देखिए दिल्ली में जो हुआ क्या उसमें कोई टीएमसी के लोगों ने पाप किया है? नहीं किया है। डीएमके के लोगों ने पाप किया है? नहीं किया है। बसपा के लोगों ने पाप किया है? नहीं किया है। सिर्फ और सिर्फ कांग्रेस के बेलगाम नेता देश को तमाह करने पर तुले हुए हैं।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today exuded pride that the India AI Impact Summit has proved to be a turning point in the trajectory of how the world will utilize the power of AI in the future. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, the Prime Minister highlighted that leaders from many countries, industry leaders, innovators and people associated with the startup sector came together at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi for the AI Impact Summit. He said that he had the opportunity to meet world leaders and tech CEOs.
कई देशों के नेता, उद्योग जगत के लीडर्स, इनोवेटर्स और स्टार्टअप सेक्टर से जुड़े लोग एआई इंपैक्ट समिट के लिए भारत मंडपम में एकत्र हुए। आने वाले समय में एआई की शक्ति का उपयोग दुनिया किस प्रकार करेगी, इस दिशा में यह समिट एक टर्निंग पॉइंट साबित हुई है। साथियों, समिट में मुझे वर्ल्ड लीडर्स और टेक सीईओ से मिलने का भी अवसर मिला। एआई समिट के एग्जीबिशन में मैंने वर्ल्ड लीडर्स को ढेर सारी चीजें दिखाई।
Mr. Modi said that he showed mirrored things to the world leaders at the AI Summit exhibition. He particularly mentioned two products at the exhibition. He said one was displayed at the Amul booth, which explained how AI is helping in the treatment of animals and how farmers keep track of the dairy and animals with the help of 24/7 AI assistants. He said the other was how, with the help of AI, Indians are preserving their ancient scriptures. Rajaji Utsav will be celebrated at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow. The Prime Minister stated that on this occasion, a statue of C. Rajagopalachari, the first Indian Governor General of Independent India, will replace the statue of British architect Edwin Lutyens in the central courtyard of Rashtrapati Bhavan.
राजाजी उन लोगों में थे जिन्होंने सत्ता को पद की तरह नहीं सेवा की तरह देखा। British architect एडविन लुटियंस की प्रतिमा भी राष्ट्रपति भवन में लगी हुई थी। अब इस प्रतिमा के स्थान पर राजाजी की प्रतिमा लगाई जाएगी। राजाजी उत्सव के दौरान राजगोपालाचारी जी पर आधारित प्रदर्शनी भी लगेगी। ये प्रदर्शनी 24 फरवरी से 1 मार्च तक चलेगी।
The New Delhi Declaration on AI Impact, which was adopted in India, AI Impact Summit 2026, has been endorsed by 89 countries and international organizations. It reflects a broad-based global consensus on leveraging AI for economic growth and social good. These countries include Australia, France, Germany, Switzerland, Brazil, UAE, Canada, Israel, UK, China, Japan, USA, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Singapore, and Bangladesh. The India AI Impact Summit and Expo held in New Delhi served as a shared platform for policymakers, industry leaders, innovators and startups to engage in dialogue and present AI-driven solutions. Talking to Akashwani News, a consultant in the Ministry of Panchayati Raj, Sonakshi Varshane, said the summit has given the opportunity to showcase AI-driven initiatives supporting Panchayati Raj institutions in the country.
We take the videos of the Gram Sabhas and upload it on Sabhasar, and it generates a very structured minutes of meeting. And hence, it reduces the workload of Panchayat Sachiv, it creates accountability, it creates transparency at the grassroots levels of the governance.
Director of IIT Ropar, Professor Rajiv Ahuja, said that the India AI Impact Summit provided a platform for discussion regarding how AI can be used for the benefit of the agriculture sector and help the Indian farmers.
This is the first of this kind AI summit in India, and it's very useful, especially in the agri sector, because we want to bring our youth in agri sector, and they are very technical savvy people. So this is a quite wonderful application of AI, which you can help agriculture sector, where they can have a 5 to 10 times more productivity. So this is how the AI working.
The government has warned the attendees of India AI Impact Summit 2026 against a phishing scam. In a social media post, Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology said fraudulent messages are being circulated via SMS and WhatsApp requesting sensitive information to facilitate refunds. It said that these communications are not official and have not been authorized by the organization. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the news at 9. In Jammu and Kashmir, three terrorists have been killed in a joint security operation in Kishtwar district today. Our correspondent reports the operation codenamed Trashi 1 was launched on the basis of specific intelligence inputs about the presence of three Pakistani terrorists in the area. The terrorists, hiding inside a mud house on the foothills of a hill, opened fire on the approaching troops, leading to an intense gunfight in the general area of Pasarkut and Chatturu belt, prompting joint parties including troops, armies, 11 Rashtriya Rifles, J&K police and CRPF to launch a search operation. Contact was established with the terrorists earlier and security forces re-engaged them at around 11 a.m. in difficult terrain. In the ensuing encounter, three terrorists were killed. Delhi police has busted a terror module allegedly linked to the Pakistan-based outfit Lashkar-e-Toiba with its handler operating from Bangladesh. Briefing media today in New Delhi, Additional Commissioner of Police Pramod Kumar Kushwaha said 8 persons have been arrested in coordinated operations across Kolkata and Tamil Nadu. He said among them are 7 Bangladeshi nationals and 1 Indian national identified as the native of West Bengal. The Delhi police stated that the anti-national posters found at Kashmiri Gate metro station in the national capital earlier this month led to the investigation. In women's cricket, India A women clinched the title at the Women's Asia Cup Rising Stars 2026, defeating Bangladesh A by 46 runs in Bangkok, Thailand. Opting to bat, India A posted 135 for 7 in their allotted 20 overs. Tejas Hasabnis played an unbeaten knock of 51 runs, while skipper Radha Yadav contributed 36 runs. Chasing a target of 136, Bangladesh A were bowled out for 88 in 19.1 overs. India's bowlers delivered a disciplined performance led by Prema Rawat, who claimed 3 wickets, while Sonia Mendia and Tanuja Kanwar picked up 2 wickets each. Tejal Hasabnis was named player of the match for her match-winning half-century. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, South Africa have set a target of 188 runs for India in the Super 8 clash in Ahmedabad. In reply, India were 13 for 2 in 2 overs when reports last came in. Opting to bat, South Africa scored 187 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. David Miller top scored with 63 off 35 balls, while Trishton Stubbs contributed 44 off 24 deliveries. In another Super 8 match of Group 2, England defeated Sri Lanka by 51 runs at the Palakkale International Stadium in Sri Lanka. Put into bat first, England scored 146 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in their stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Sri Lanka were bowled out for 95 runs in 16.1 overs. For England, Will Jacks picked up 3 wickets, while Jofra Archer, Liam Dawson and Adil Rashid took 2 wickets each. In Jammu and Kashmir, the 4-day-long 6th National Rafting Championships titled the Ultimate River Battle concluded with a grand closing ceremony at Shibnot Premnagar in Doda district today. Participants and adventure enthusiasts from across Jammu and Kashmir and other parts of the country took part. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast rainfall over Odisha, East Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbh, Chhattisgarh and Andaman and Nicobar Islands tomorrow. Similar conditions are likely to prevail over Assam, Meghalaya, Gangetic, West Bengal and Telangana during the next 2 days. The Met Department also predicted isolated rainfall or snowfall over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand for the next 2 days. The weather agency further said that there will be a gradual rise in maximum temperature by 3 to 4 degrees Celsius over northwest India during the next 7 days. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flags off India's first Namo Bharat RRTS and dedicates Delhi Meerut Namo Bharat corridor in Meerut, says Uttar Pradesh and the entire country are witnessing a new era of world-class infrastructure. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Prime Minister Modi says India AI Impact Summit has become a turning point for world in utilizing AI power for future. Three terrorists killed in encounter with security forces in Kishtwar district of Jammu and Kashmir. Delhi police busts terror module linked to Lashkar-e-Toiba, 8 arrested. In women's cricket, India A clinch Asia Cup Rising Stars title in Bangkok. And in men's T20 cricket World Cup, in the Super 8 match, South Africa set a target of 188 runs for India at Ahmedabad. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.